今天早上征读的题目是认识神。
This morning's sermon topic is knowing God.
各位弟兄们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们首先低头祷告。
And let's bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你的恩典，我们今天早上可以再一次来到听你的话语。
Thank you for your grace, so that this morning we can come again to listen to your word.
天父，你的名是当被高举，当受歹赞美。
Heavenly Father, your name is worthy of exaltation and praise.
神，理所当然应该是人心中的至爱和至尊。
God is reasonably our most loved and honored.
求你为到你的名去怜悯帮助我们。
May you have mercy and help us.For the sake of your name,
求你唔好让你口出嘅话徒然返回。
May your word not return in vain.
求你叫你嘅话成就喺你嘅子民身上。
May your word be accomplished on your people.
喺下求你叫圣灵引导孩子同埋作翻译嘅姊妹。
At this moment, may the Holy Spirit guide your child and the sister doing interpretation.
叫我哋能够将你要我哋听到嘅话讲得清楚明白。
So that we can speak the word clearly that you want us to hear.
当我们听到你的话的时候，求你赐给我们一个柔软和谦卑的心。
When we hear your word, may you give us a soft and humble heart.
不单只接受你的话，
Not only to accept your word,
更加会将你的话藏在心里面，
But also to hide your word in our hearts.
让我们能够结出荣耀你的生命果子，
So that we can bear fruit that can glorify you.
求你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
最近在医院有一个关于癌症治疗的讲座。
Recently in my hospital, there was a seminar about treatment of cancer.
当中有一位医生讲述到医治癌症的一些发展的历史。
One of the doctors talked about the history of cancer treatment.
他提到最早期的治療的方法。
He mentioned that in the early stages of cancer treatment,
主要是盡量以手術去將癌症的細胞去切除，又或者用藥物去將它殺死。
They mainly involved removal by surgical incision or using drugs to kill cancerous cells.
以為用手術將它將有病的部分切咗去就得了。
Thinking it would be sufficient to remove the diseased areas.
但是当癌症在原来的地方重新再发炎的时候，
But when cancer recurs in the original area,
他就唯有再做手术，再切大部分的。
There was no choice but to perform another surgery, attempting to remove a bigger area of incision.
在用药物方面，亦都有很多的副作用，影响到全的身体。
Regarding the use of drugs, very often there were a lot of side effects affecting the whole body.
当时的癌症复发的机会不单止高。
The cancer cases at that time, they had a very high percentage of recurrence.
癌细胞也很快的会蔓延到身体的其他地方。
And cancer cells would soon spread to other areas of the body.
在治療的過程當中，病人的身心靈都受到很大的負面影響。
In the process of treatment, the cancer patients suffer a lot of negative effects in their body, soul, and spirit.
但到了最近期呢？
But in recent times,
由於對不同的癌症，我們有了更加深入的認識。
Because of a more in-depth knowledge of different cancers,
很多的治療已經是可以針對某一種的癌細胞。
Many treatments can target certain types of cancer cells.
藥物的副作用都減少了。
The side effects from drugs are greatly reduced.
沒有明顯效益的手術應該盡量避免去做。
Surgeries that don't have obvious benefits are avoided as much as possible.
治療的成功率不單止比以前高。
The success rate is much higher than before.
治療的過程，病人所受的負面影響也都減少了。
And also during the process, the cancer patients suffer much less negative effects in their bodies.
同樣的，當人類的社會出現了種種的問題的時候，
Similarly, when human society have different kinds of problems,
人類都會想盡辦法去面對。
People will do all things to try to solve them.
但如果我們對人的問題沒有真正的了解和認識的時候，
But if we don't have real understanding and knowledge of human problems,
人的方法就不能夠針對真正有問題的地方。
Man's solutions cannot target the actual problem areas.
很多時候只是治標不治本。
Very often, they cannot cure the root problems.
問題不單止會重複的再出現。
The problems not only manifest themselves in different forms.
問題亦都會在社會上面去惡化，甚至影響到社會的其他地方。
They even worsen in the society and affect other areas of the society.
人的方法對於人的身心靈所帶來的負面影響和後遺症亦都很大。
The negative effects and side effects from human methods are great.
要幫助自己和幫助身邊的人去面對社會的問題。
To help others and to help ourselves and others in relation to the problems of society.
我們必須要認識到人問題的根源。
We must realize the root of man's problems.
就是人對神的無知和不肯去認識神。
It is man's ignorance of God and his refusal to know him.
神藉著保羅在羅馬書的第一章，讓我們去認識到人的問題的根源。
Through the Apostle Paul, God helps us understand the root of human problems.
首先是當人認識到無論人有多少能力，多少成就。
First of all, if man does not realize, no matter how much ability or accomplishment he has,
但人始終只是人，不是神。
He is merely a mortal soul, he is not God.
人因為無知，人的思念會變得虛妄，內心會變得昏暗。
Because of man's ignorance, his thinking becomes futile and his foolish heart becomes darkened.
另外，當人認識到能夠可以親近到天地的造物主。
Also, when man does not realize that he can draw near to the creator who create everything in the universe.
是比擁有世上任何的事物更加的寶貴。
Is more precious than possessing anything in the world.
人因為無知，所以就只會想追求自己所貪愛的，眼前所見到的。
Because of man's ignorance, they only want to pursue what they crave and what he can see in front of them.
人不單止失去了人本來有神的形象和神親密的關係。
He does not only lose the image of God and the intimate relationship with God.
人的思想會扭曲到一個地步，根本就不能夠分辨善惡。
His thinking is so distorted that he cannot distinguish right and wrong.
我們現在就是生活在一個這樣的時代。
We are now living in this kind of generation.
在兩個星期之前，新聞報導了一宗交通意外。
Two weeks ago, there was a news about a traffic accident.
有一架名貴的跑車在落車的時候仲加速。
There was a deluxe sports car which was accelerating while going down slope.
個車失去咗控制，好猛力咁撞向其他嘅車。
The car lost control and crashed into other cars with a tremendous force.
個猛力之大咧，報道話有一架兩噸重嘅車都被佢撞起，然後跌咗喺另外一架車嘅上邊。
The force was so much that a 2-ton truck was crashed and fell onto another car.
事后报道指出，原来这个驾驶的司机已经不是第一次因为失控而撞车。
It was reported in the news that this driver did not occur this kind of, he had other incidents before.
很明顯，這個司機根本就控制不到有強力馬力、強大馬力的跑車。
Obviously, this driver cannot take control of a car which is powerful.
但他身邊的人為了幫他講說話。
But the people around him, in order to defend him,
佢只會着眼喺佢係一個對家人或者朋友好嘅人。
Stressed the fact that he was good to his friends and family.
佢話交通意外係好平常嘅，冇乜大不了。
He said traffic accidents are very common, no big deal.
唔應該對呢個司機有苛刻嘅批評。
People should not make harsh comments against this driver.
你哋批評佢係因為佢揸住一架名貴嘅跑車。
People are criticizing him because he was driving a deluxe car.
这个为到司机去讲说话的人，
this person who was defending the driver,
并没有关心过他的危险驾驶会伤害到路上的其他的人，
did not care that the reckless driving would harm other people on the road.
也都没有理会过可能因为撞伤撞死的人，其实他们都有他们所爱的家人和朋友。
He had no regard of the fact that those who could have suffered injury or death also had family members and friends that loved them.
如果我哋睇唔到今日社会所出现嘅问题，
if we cannot see the different kinds of problems in society,
我哋就可能已经系受到呢个社会嘅思想所影响。
It is possible that we are affected by the thoughts of the world.
对人对事变得麻木，只是想着自己。
We have lost sensitivity to other people, and we only care about ourselves.
保罗最后的话俾我哋听。
At the end, Paul tells us,
当人无知到一个地步去拒绝认识神，或者故意将认识神的认知除掉的时候，
When a person is so ignorant that he refuses to know God, or knowingly suppress man's knowledge of God,
所带来的后果是非常可怕。
The consequences are really dreadful.
这个世界当然会充满了很多的罪恶。
Surely this world will be filled with different kinds of evil.
在从罗马书的第一章29-31节。
From Romans chapter 1 verses 29-31,
保罗列出了21种罪行和邪恶。
Paul listed 21 kinds of sins and wickedness.
但可怕的地方，
But what is so terrible about it is that
是人知道自己所做的是会有不好的下场，但人仍然去做。
Man knows that what he is doing does not bring good consequence, but he continues to do it.
而更可怕的是，
What is more dreadful?
人虽然知道自己的结局只有死路一条，
is that man knows that his destiny is only leading to death.
但人竟然会想其他人同佢一场又有一样嘅下场，想大家一齐去死。
But he wants other people to have the same destiny. He wants them to die with him.
喺罗马书嘅第一章32节咁话。
In Romans chapter 1:32,
他们虽然知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的。然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of others who practice them.
圣经话他们明知是当死的，
the Bible,
但他们竟然喜欢其他人一样去做。
The Bible says that they know that these things deserve death,but they also approve of others who practice them.
这里的喜欢在希腊的原文有鼓励和想要的意思。
The word approve in the Greek text has the meaning of encourage or desire.
人去鼓励人，想要人做一样同一样的事，会引致他们死亡的事。
People encourage others to do something that will certainly lead to death.
咁样做法同谋杀冇乜分别。
This is no different from murder.
圣经话我哋而家就系生活喺一个嘅时代，一个神嘅愤怒显明喺人身上嘅时代。
The Bible tells us that the generation that we are living in is the generation that manifests the wrath of God.
罗马书的第一章告诉我们人的社会出现这种情况。
Romans chapter 1 tells us that when these situations appear in human society,
除了是因为人的罪之外，
besides, it's due to man's sins,
人的扭曲也是神对人的惩罚。
The crookedness of hearts of man is also a punishment from God.
在罗马书的第一章三次的提到神任凭人随着自己想去做的去做。
In Romans 1, it mentions three times God gave man over in their desires.
这个也是神的愤怒的显明。
This is also a manifestation of God's wrath.
在神的愤怒的当中，人的出路，人的拯救可以在哪里来呢？
In God's wrath, where is man's way out and deliverance?
基督徒在这个神愤怒显明的时代的当中，我们可以怎样去自处？
When Christians live in this generation of God's wrath, how can we face it?
我们又怎可以去帮助身边的人？
And how are we going to help the people around us?
在这种思想扭曲的时代，人极之需要的。
In this generation of crooked thoughts, what man truly needs?
就是能够听到一些在这个世界思想以外，能够告诉我们知真相是什么的声音。
Is to be able to hear the voice that sets itself apart from the thoughts of this world, which can tell us what truth is.
只有神的说话，人才能够认识到人真实的情况是怎样。
Only from God's word can man realize what is the true situation of man.
对于未认识主的人，
For those who have not yet known God,
只有认识神儿子的福音，人先有出路，先有拯救。
Only by knowing the gospel of the Son of God can they have the way out and deliverance.
对于基督徒来讲，
For Christians,
面对这个世界的扭曲思想和人性，
When they face the crooked thoughts and humanity of the world,
只有更深的认识神，我们对神的信心先会被坚固。
Only by knowing God more deeply can our faith be strengthened.
不会这么容易被这个世界的扭曲思想去影响。
So that we are not so easily influenced by the crooked thoughts of the world.
同时也可以帮助到对神无知或者没有真正认识神的人。
At the same time, we can help those who are ignorant about God or who do not truly know God.
在两年多前澳洲发生疫症的爆发的时候，
More than 2 years ago, during the outbreak of the pandemic in Australia,
在医院里面所有的工作人员都要接受训练。
All the staff members in the hospital had to go through some training.
在进入传染病的病房之前，
Before entering infectious disease wards,
我们必须要先去懂得怎么去保护自己，不被传染病去感染。
We had to learn how to protect ourselves in order to protect ourselves from getting infected by the virus.
同样的，
Similarly,
基督徒在这个罪恶传染力很高的社会当中，
When Christians live in this highly infectious society infected by sin,
我们必须要好好地坚固自己，
We have to strengthen ourselves,
也都要去帮助其他人。
And should help others.
所以基督徒在这个时代当中，我们有两个的使命。
Therefore, in this generation, Christians have two missions.
第一是基督徒本身要去追求更深的认识神。
Firstly, Christians themselves have to pursue a deeper knowledge of God.
第二，基督徒是要去帮助其他人去真正认识神。
Secondly, Christians should help others to truly know God.
那你对神的认识有几多？
How much Do you know God?
认识神，圣经上是指什么？
According to the Bible, what does it mean to know God?
首先，圣经说认识神不是单是指客观事实上的认识。
Firstly, the Bible tells us to know God is not merely knowledge of the subjective facts.
在马可福音第一章23-24节记载了一件事。
There is an event recorded in Mark chapter 1, verses 23-24.
圣经这样说，
The Bible tells us,
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着，他喊叫说，拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们么？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
Just then a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out,What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come out to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
聖經話有一個被邪靈附著嘅人，佢對耶穌咁話。
The Bible tells us a man possessed by an evil spirit said to the Lord Jesus.
我知道你係邊個，你係神嘅聖者。
I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
呢個被邪靈控制嘅人話佢知道耶穌係邊個。
This the devil possessed man said that he knew who Jesus was.
的確，對於主係邊個？这个邪灵比当时的任何一个人更加的清楚。
Surely, as to who Jesus was, this evil spirit would be more clear about that than other people.
但邪灵的知道并没有令到他愿意去侍奉和敬拜主。
But the knowledge of the evil spirit did not cause him to worship and serve the Lord.
相反，在经文你会看到邪灵对万物的创造主表示完全的不欢迎。
On the contrary, from the scriptures, we can see that towards the creator, this evil spirit had total rejection.
同样的，在罗马书的第一章二十一节。
Similarly, in Romans chapter 1, verse 21.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him.
聖經說其實人是知道有神。
The Bible tells us that actually man knows about God.
但客觀事實的知道並沒有令到人去尊敬神、感謝神。
But knowing God as an objective fact does not cause him to honor God.
聖經說認識神除了在知識之外，亦都包括了在關係上面的建立。
The Bible tells us that besides knowing God, besides intellectual knowledge, it also involves the establishment of relationship.
当年轻人长大了要谈恋爱的时候，
When a young person grows up and starts to pursue a romantic relationship,
父母都会问你对方认识了有几耐，知道对方有几多呢？
The parents would ask him, "How long have you known her? How much do you know about her?"
其實唔係單指知識方面嘅有幾多。
It doesn't only mean in what ways you know that person.
更重要嘅係認識有幾深。
But more importantly, the depth of knowledge about that person.
因為戀愛唔係只係為咗開心。
Because a relationship is not just to have a good time.
恋爱是为了进入婚姻一个极之亲密又是神圣的关系。
A relationship is to prepare them to enter into marriage and to enter an extremely intimate and sacred relationship.
在何西阿书的第二章十九到二十节，神咁话。
In Hosea chapter 2 verses 19 to 20, God says,
我必聘你，永远归我为妻。以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。
I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord.
神话神对待他的子民好像丈夫对妻子一样。
God tells us that the way God treats his people is like a husband treating his wife.
神的子民对神的认识，
The knowledge of God's people about God,
亦都会好像妻子认识他的丈夫一样。
It's also like how a wife knows her husband.
这段经文的认识在希伯来的原文亦都包括了体验到真实的情况的意思。
The word acknowledge in this passage in Hebrew also has the meaning of experiencing the actual situation.
在耶利米书的第24章第7节，神继续这么说。
In Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 7, God continues to say,
我要赐他们认识我的心，知道我是耶和华，他们要作我的子民，我要作他们的神。因为他们要一心归向我。
I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart.
神话神要人对他的认识是在我们的心里面。
God says that the knowledge of man to him should be in our heart.
不是只是一种头脑的认识。
It is not just a kind of intellectual knowledge.
是一种会叫我们的心只会归向神的认识。
It is a kind of knowledge that will cause us to return to God alone.
一种神所喜悦不会惹神愤怒的认识。
A kind of knowledge that pleases God and that keeps us from God's wrath.
神喜悦人对他的认识有几方面呢？
Which aspects concerning God does he want man to know?
在罗马书的第一章我们可以看到有三个方面。
From Romans chapter 1 we can see three aspects.
如果惹神愤怒的人是不当神是神。
Those who invoke God's wrath are those who do not treat God as God.
不将荣耀归给神，亦都不感谢神。
They neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him.
我们就要必须去认识到，又能够帮助别人去认识到。
We have to realize and help others to realize.
神是绝对值得我们去敬畏和感谢。
God is absolutely worthy of our reverent fear and thanks.
在我们读经默想神的话的时候，我们要留心。
When we read the Bible and meditate on God's word, we have to pay attention.
留心圣经提到关于神是怎样去创造万物。
We have to pay attention when the Bible mentions how God creates the universe and everything in it.
圣经形容神怎样用大能去管理一切。
How the Bible describes God to take control of everything.
天使天君怎样去对神敬畏和敬奉？
How the heavenly hosts and angels serve and worship God with reverence.
神又是怎样去看顾被造物，怎样去施恩、怜悯和拯救？
And how God cares for his creation and how he manifests his grace, compassion and salvation.
基督徒面对这个世界的各种的冲击。
When Christians face the different kinds of impacts in the world,
我们同样要面对人生的生老病死。
We also have to face the major hardships in life, such as aging, sickness, and death.
我们必须要认识到。
We have to realize this.
我们的神是拥有一切主权的神。
Our God is the God that is sovereign over everything.
但是同时又是爱我们、愿意怜悯我们的神。
But at the same time, He is the God who loves us and is willing to show mercy to us.
当我们认识到又体会到神有能力使万事都互相效力。
When we realize and experience that God has the power to cause everything to work together.
但这位大能的神却愿意为我们的好处而去做一切需要做的事情。
But this great and mighty God is willing to do everything necessary for the sake of our benefits.
即使包括了要神自己的独生子为我们的罪而死，神都会照做。
Even that includes sending his only and beloved son to die for our sins, he will do it.
在罗马书的第八章三十二节这么告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 32,
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们么？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
基督徒为什么可以肯定神会一定会为我们的好处来带领我们的一生？
Why can Christians be so certain that God will lead our entire lives for the sake of our benefit?
因为主耶稣在我们还作罪人的时候就为我们死。
Because the Lord Jesus died for us while we were still sinners.
因为这样我们可以肯定神一定爱我们。
Because of this, we can be certain God loves us.
所以当我们面对我们人生的遭遇，
Therefore, when we face the things that we encounter in life,
无论是我们遇到一些对我们不好的人，
Whether it is some people who don't treat us well,
可能是上司，可能是同事。
Perhaps it is our supervisor or work colleague.
又或者係我哋遇到一啲好嚴重嘅病患。
Or when we encounter some serious illness。
又或者係我哋遇到呢個困難，自己冇辦法去解決。
Or when we encounter some difficulties that we can't solve ourselves。
但係憑著信心，我哋就喺呢個時候去信靠神。
But through faith, we can put our trust in God。
並且去留心。
And also to pay attention。
留心喺我哋嘅遭遇當中，神所施行嘅奇妙作為。
We should pay attention in what we encounter, the wonderful deeds that God manifests to us.
在这些神的作为上面，我们去思想神对我们的慈爱。
From these deeds of God, we reflect on the mercy of God.
当我们对神的主权，当我们对神有主权，但又会为我们的好处而作事，有真正的认识的时候。
When we have true understanding of God's sovereignty and that He will do all things for our benefits,
我们对神的认识就不只会在头脑上面。
Then our knowledge of God will not be merely intellectual knowledge.
我们会从心底里面向神发出赞美和感谢。
We will give thanks and praises to God from the bottom of our heart.
我和太太结了婚30年。
I have been married with my wife for more than 30 years.
现在望翻转嚟嘅时候，其实结婚初期嘅时候，对大家嘅认识唔系太过深入了解。
When I look back, I realized that at the beginning of our marriage, we did not have an in-depth knowledge of each other.
喺最初期嘅时候，会出现好多唔尊重或者唔识得去感谢对方。
So there were times when we did not adequately respect each other or thank each other for the love.
但经过30年,
but after 30 years,
不是因为时间的问题,
it is not just due to the time span.
而在这段时间里面,
but during this time,
大家不断地是去努力地去认识对方,
we have been trying hard to know each other.
特别是到近几年,
particularly in the recent years,
当太太患了严重的病的时候,
when my wife had a serious illness,
虽然我们的心灵和肉体上面都有面对很多的挑战,
although our spirit and flesh had to face a lot of challenges,
但是我们的认识帮助我们,
this helped our understanding for each other,
在这段艰难的日子当中,
in this very difficult time,
我们能够更加体会和看到大家彼此的相爱。
We had a more profound knowledge and experience of each other's love.
在艰难的当中,
in this difficulty,
我们对对方的认识也都更加深入。
We had a deeper and more profound understanding of each other.
每天都知道自己是在被爱的当中。
Every day we are aware that we are being loved.
自自然然的不停的会对方表示爱和感谢。
Then naturally and continually we will express thanks and love to each other.
同样的。
Similarly,
当我们面对我们人生所遭遇到的。
In whatever experience we encounter in life,
当我们默想到认识到神对我们是何等的慈爱和怜悯。
When we meditate on it, when we realize it, how grateful and merciful God is to us.
我们应该会从心底里面不停地向神献上感谢和赞美。
We will not cease to give thanks and praises to God from the bottom of our heart.
在第二方面。
Secondly,
如果惹神愤怒的人是看世上的事物比神更有价值。
Those who invoke God's wrath are those who regard matters of the world more worthy than God.
他们去追求侍奉受造之物，而不是去侍奉主。
They pursue the created things, but not the God that created all things.
我们就必须要认识到，又能够帮助别人去认识到。
We must realize this and help others to realize.
神是绝对值得我们去追求和侍奉。
God is absolutely worthy of us pursuing and to serve.
即使我们要舍弃一些我们地上所喜爱的。
Even so much as to give up what we desire on earth.
所以在我们读经默想神的话语，我们要留心。
Therefore, when we read the Bible and meditate on God's word, we have to pay attention.
圣经是怎样去形容侍奉神是比侍奉这个世界更有价值？
How the Bible describes serving God is more worthy than anything in the world.
人為了主捨棄世界所得到的，絕對比這個世界能夠所給的更有價值。
What man gains by giving up earthly things is absolutely more worthy than what this world offers.
主曾經對門徒說，
God said to his disciples,
人為了神的國而捨棄地上的，沒有在今世不得百倍。
No one who gives up earthly things for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age.
而在馬太福音的第13章44節，主耶穌基督更加這樣說。
And in Matthew chapter 13 verse 44, the Lord Jesus tells us,
天國好像寶貝藏在地裡，人遇見了就把它藏起來，歡歡喜喜的去變賣一切所有的，賣這塊地。
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
主說人為天國去捨棄這個世界的時候是歡歡喜喜。
The Lord says when a man gives up earthly things for the sake of heavenly kingdom, he is joyful.
因為得到天國所得到的是比地上一切的更寶貴。
Because gaining things from the heavenly kingdom is more worthy than anything on earth.
所以我们必须要认识到，亦都能够帮助别人去认识。
Therefore, we must realize this and help others to realize.
作基督徒不是等于就要去亏损，要失去喜乐。
Being a Christian doesn't mean he has to suffer loss or lose joy.
我们是有为主去舍弃。
We do give up something for the sake of our Lord.
但主从来没有要我们去受亏损。
But the Lord never lets us suffer loss.
主说会一定会百倍的奉还。
The Lord tells us that he will surely pay us back a hundredfold.
主给我们的一定会比我们为主舍弃的多更加有价值。
What the Lord gives us is much more and much more worthy than what we give up.
如果我们对主有这个深入的认识，
If we have such an in-depth knowledge of God,
我们跟从主就应该是欢欢喜喜。
Then, when we follow the Lord, we should do it joyfully.
正如主自己在约翰福音第15章11节这么说。
As the Lord himself tells us in John chapter 15 verse 11,
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫你们的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
如果我们能够对神的认识 有这份这样的认识，
If we have this knowledge about God,
即使在世人的眼中我们好像是有损失，
Even in the eyes of men in the world, we seem to suffer loss.
但在我们自己的心底里面会流露出一种的喜乐和盼望。
In our heart, we manifest a kind of joy and hope.
圣经说世人是看得到的。
The Bible tells us that people in the world can see it.
即是说你跟从主是喜乐还是忧愁是看得到的。
That means whether you are joyful or sad when you follow the Lord, people can see it.
当人问我们心中盼望的缘由，
When people ask us to give the reason for the hope that we have,
我们就可以帮助人去真正认识神。
We can help them to truly know God.
在第三方面，
Thirdly,
如果惹神愤怒的是行不义和阻挡真理的人，
Those who invoke God's wrath are those who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
我们就应该要认识到又去帮助别人认识。
Then we should realize this and help others to realize.
为什么我们要去过圣洁的生活？
Why we choose to live a life of holiness?
当我们在读经默想神的话语的时候，我们要留心。
When we read the Bible and meditate on God's word, we have to pay attention.
我们有什么罪是需要向神去承认？
What sins do we have that we have to admit to God?
我们的行事为人上面有什么态度要改变？
What attitudes do we have to change in the way we conduct ourselves?
圣经上有什么吩咐命令我们要去跟从？
What are the commands and decrees in the Bible that we have to obey?
圣经上有什么榜样我们要去学习？
What are the examples from the Bible that we have to learn?
相反，圣经上有什么是指出的错误我们要避免？
Conversely, what mistakes pointed out by the Bible that we have to avoid?
要跟從神的吩咐，我們亦都必須要認識到。
To follow the commands of God, we have to realize this.
一個真心願意去跟從神的話的人。
A person who is truly willing to follow the word of God.
是一個真正認識到神對我們的愛，亦都愛慕神的人。
He is someone who truly knows the love of God and desires God.
在約翰福音第一章第約翰一書第二章第三節咁啊。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 3.
我們若遵守他的誡命，就曉得是認識他。
We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands.
跟住喺第五節咁啊。
And then in verse 5 he tells us.
凡遵守主道的爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的，从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
But if any obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him.
圣经指出，人跟从神的话，是同人对神的认识，人有爱神的心有直接关系。
The Bible tells us that obeying God's word has a direct correlation with knowing God and loving God.
而不是只是着重在行律法。
It is not just keeping the laws.
当我们认识神的爱，又有爱神的心的时候，
When we know God's love and we have the love for God,
我们的心就会体会到神的诫命不是难守的。
We can realize that God's commands are not hard to keep.
咁你对神嘅认识有几多
？Then how well do you know God？
圣经话对神嘅认识系无止境。
The Bible tells us the knowledge of God is boundless。
喺约伯记三六章二十六节咁话俾我哋听。
In Job chapter 36 verse 26。
神伟大，我们不能全知，他的年数不能测度。
How great is God beyond our understanding? The number of his years is past finding out.
在自己的工作的医院当中，除了要教医院的实习学生之外，
In the hospital where I work, besides teaching the interns,
也都要负责培训这些在职的工作人员，
I have to give on the job training to the staff.
所以经常都有其他的同事来到去问我。
Therefore, very often, some colleagues come to ask me.
当我去睇某一啲嘅病症或者病嘅时候，可唔可以让佢嚟一齐去睇作一啲嘅临床嘅学习
？When I go to see certain patients or certain kinds of illness, whether I can let them come to so that they can do clinical learning.
其实有好多个同事咧嚟咗好多次。
As a matter of fact, many colleagues have come multiple times.
但当佢听到，当佢知道有机会嘅时候，佢哋都会问。
But when they are aware of an opportunity, they will ask to come again.
有一次，我终于忍唔住问其中一个。
There was a time when I couldn't help myself, but asked one of them.
哇，其实你已经嚟咗好多次噶咯，唔够啦咩？
You have come many times. Is that not enough?
但佢话脑神经科实在太多嘅变化，范围太大。
He says that what is covered in the department of neurology is indeed varied and extensive.
要学的好似永远都学唔完。
So it seems there is forever something to learn.
仲有嘅系。
And also,
每一次有新嘅认识嘅时候，都会令到自己想再想学多啲。
Whenever they know something new, they want to know even more.
同样嘅。
Similarly,
圣经话俾我哋听，神系无穷尽。
The Bible tells us that God is infinite.
人是不可能会对神的认识是足够的。
It is impossible for man to have enough knowledge of God.
我们越是认识神，我们就会对神的渴慕越大。
The more we know God, the more we thirst for God.
神是值得我们穷一生去追求和去认识。
God is worthy of us pursuing and knowing in our entire lives.
所以保罗说，
Therefore, Paul says,
我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
神喜悦人去寻求祂，认识祂。
God delights in man seeking him and knowing him.
在诗篇第27篇第8节，神向我们这样说。
In Psalm chapter 17, verse 8, God says to us,
你说，你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
My heart says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek.
今天神向我们说，我们当寻求神的面。
Today, God is saying to us, we should seek his face.
现在你的心是怎样去回应？
Now, how is your heart going to respond?
愿我们都能够用今天的回应诗歌去回应神的话。
May we respond to God's word with the responding hymn today.
让我同起立的去同唱今天的回应诗，如鹿喝母。
Let's stand and sing the responding hymn as the deer.
我们一起起立去唱这首诗歌。
Let's stand and sing this hymn. Let us bow our heads and pray.
我们天上阿爸父，
Our Abba Father in heaven.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praises to you.
神你是天上的大君王，天地的至高者。
God, you are the great king in heaven, the most high in heaven and earth.
人算什么，你竟顾念我的。
What is man?Then you are mindful of us.
世人算什么？你竟然咁样看顾、恩待我哋。
The Son of Man, that you are so caring for us and gracious to us.
天父，我哋唔单止叫我哋成，叫主为我哋成就咗赦罪同拯救嘅救恩。
Heavenly Father, you not only send the Lord to be our salvation to accomplish the salvation.
你更加嘅愿意被称为我哋嘅神。
You are also willing to be called our God.
你又应许凡寻求你嘅就必寻见。
You have promised that he who seeks you will find you.
亲近你嘅你就亲近佢哋。
Those who come near to you, you will come near to them.
天父啊，你既然系咁样爱我哋，求你就叫我哋能够喺你面前更加嘅蒙恩。
Heavenly Father, since you love us so much, may you receive more grace before you.
求你开我哋属灵嘅心眼。
May you open our spiritual eyes.
让我哋能够睇到你嘅荣耀。
So that we can see your glory.
认识到喺你手中有永远嘅福乐。
So that we know that in your hands there is everlasting blessing.
今日若果我哋中间有愿意去寻求你，更加认识你。
In the midst of us, if there is anyone who is willing to seek you and to know you more deeply,
求你就听他们的祈求。
May you hear their prayers.
又叫他们能够得着你，好像得着一个无尽的泉源一样。
May they attain you just like attaining a boundless fountain.
不单只叫他们自己得到满足。
So that not only themselves are satisfied.
更加能够叫他们能够帮助带领人认识主，我们万福的泉源。
They can also help to lead others to know the Lord, thou fount of every blessing.
求你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
我们的祷告是奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.